Welcome to this morning's edition of Pandora's Box. I'm Lynn Patrick here with my co-producer, Tom Yoder. And this morning, we have in our studio and on the phone representatives from Dine Care, Citizens Against Ruining the Environment. We have Sylvia Klachashili here in the studio and Colleen Cooley in Flagstaff. Colleen Cooley is the community organizer educator for Dine Care, and Sylvia Klachashili is a member on the board of directors of Dine Care. This morning we're going to be talking about the Four Corners Power Plant and Navajo Mine Complex, which is an important part of the history of the Four Corners region, which has long been labeled a national sacrifice area as early as 1974. The National Academy of Sciences noted that coal mines in the western United States in dry areas, identified as less than 10 inches of precipitation per year, would be difficult or impossible to restore, reclaim, and could result in national sacrifice areas for energy. And that term, national sacrifice area, has stuck. And as we know, San Juan County, New Mexico, where the Four Corners Power Plant and the Navajo Mine Complex are located, is in the top 10% of the worst polluted counties in the United States, and also in the top 10% of highest risk for cancer from pollution. So this morning we're going to be talking about what's going on with the Four Corners Power Plant and the mine complex right now, and the current permitting process and the environmental impact statement. There have been meetings locally in this area in Durango and Cortez, and there will be a meeting in Shiprock tonight talking about this process. Colleen, can you help us understand what's going on right now with the Four Corners Power Plant and the mine complex? Why are we having all these meetings, and what is the environmental impact statement that's being written right now, and why is it being written now?
Hi. Thank you, Lynn, for having us on air today. My name is Colleen Cooley, and I'm originally from Shonto, Arizona, but I'm working here in the Four Corners area. And these drafts, EIS public meetings are happening right now. Like Lynn said, there's one happening in Shiprock at the high school tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. So please come out if you can to the Shiprock High School. The EIS process, this is required by the Office of Surface Mining because it's a federal NEPA process, and it's required by law for any proposed mining activity in the U.S. So when Four Corners and the Navajo Mine opened in the 60s, these laws were not in place. But now they are in place 50 years later. They want to renew their lease for the coal mine, for the Four Corners power plant, and for the transmission lines. So they're required to do this EIS document and put the proposed potential impacts that it could have on the environment out there for the people to look at.
Okay, and Colleen, for our listeners on the Navajo Nation, we're going to translate this into Navajo.
Yate, she is Sylvia Klachashili Yinshia. Isas Mase Nasha, Ado She Ya, the Nekir, Sto Aja, Katatin, Kada Tatin, Le Aja Bishindash Nisho. Ako Kodo, Binye, Nilche had ne ben kiltahon nil neki e yatron lacha. Aja kon yat e hatne le farming tindo fruitland. I don't know what your journey his behos and Ajo lacha e ya kon yat e do ado lechen had that gate. Drake a bana hat a con chapter horse or con and that a let dit e ya shipwreck the. A shla because that has cares or hajishle to be that has cares j d a e ao a con dashne shigi n hapa the honet zon hapa honet zon a dashe a da hatahi dotze jo ebony yet stock con ni hitahonat a unlade had wada led a shlatin don't know what you now hayet da ea. The pay has any but a dente, the con yadat egi, dorchen had that getigi. A co, the ita be latasi, be latas leo. aten ado heit ada pits ado it atos natope ata hoito asid ado eight a nal kahagi ba ateno big agenda as leo kat nahaan ni de entos nil natis la nahiko archet ate ail was to hanenigi be las legi e kat e be has ani paholo ebene nat art edge a nal ka nchetta keyata ahait ashi a keya bi hot arch elgeto ha eta bigeto ha chakhaku kat eya a be has ani hallo ebene na nkhip kwa nihinao kwa ta kehuit eniki a kwa the cortez and the rango and the shipbrata ni nahansada at e de nahas age ni keya de neni tleniki ni keya jo ade ni hitet e hala ado a ni do de nav ho mind da hil ni a kot a ol yan hitet e lesh eta ado bits ado hitet trasi jo e bat e holon e shipeni na sto hot a ni hits isi a da hui dos a li ha e da tsidi da ya da hui dos a lo da ya da hui dos a ton chin da hai de tsihiki e baat ebi holoniki e einal kahagi benige hata hai tohtse kwen kehot enigi dan hitet ne eben na ben hita huil neti.
Thank you, Sylvia. So, Colleen, we know that Diné Care has been very active both in the Cortez area and also on the Navajo Nation. What is your goal or your hope in working with this environmental impact statement and this repermitting process?
Sorry, can you repeat that? What is Diné Care's hope?
Yeah, what is it that you're trying to do, both on the Navajo Nation and for those of us that live downwind from the Four Corners power plant and the mine?
So this EIS is important for people to sort of understand and kind of ask questions at these meetings. Kind of, there's probably like 20 Office of Surface Mining staff and consultants that worked on this EIS document. And it's good to go to these meetings because you can sort of get an idea of what they assessed or what, you know, our group is saying is what they poorly assessed. We've been asking about some of the financial burden that's going to happen for the Navajo Nation, the coal ash, which is still considered not toxic or hazardous, according to EPA. So that's what they're going by. Also, some of the health impacts, they don't really cover water impacts or minor, you know, those kind of things. And it's important, and that's why we got approval from one of the OSM staff for Diné Care to have a booth set up. And I also want to iterate that Diné Care is a nonprofit environmental organization. We're all Navajo people that work for this organization and volunteers. And we work with Navajo communities affected by these kind of issues, environmental and energy issues. So, you know, we're just trying to put the information out there in terms that people can understand. Because when you go to one of the, and I've been to some of these meetings already where you can go up to the poster boards and ask questions, but it's sort of, the way they explain it is still a little in technical terms. And they just say, oh, I just did this piece, or, oh, that was covered in the environmental assessment, or, oh, this is what, you know, was a business transaction. You know, those are the kind of answers we're kind of getting. So we're trying to provide the other side of it and say, this is what's going to happen, and this is not covered. So it's good to comment on it and ask for a 60-day extension, because this booklet is 1,500 pages. It's way too long for the general public to read through in 60 days. So if you go to these meetings, you can also ask for an extension as a comment and learn more about what we're presenting on our side as well.
Great. Thank you. If you're just joining us, this is Pandora's Box, and we're talking to Diné Care about the Four Corners Power Plant and Navajo Mine. And we will have lots of resources on our page, our show page, if you need more information or want more information or have not been able to go to the meetings. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. We're back with Dinette Kerr talking about the Four Corners Power Plant and Navajo Mine Complex and the environmental impact statement and the repermitting process. Sylvia, can you address kind of the issues relating to human health costs of the power plant and the mine complex as we understand them, both for those on the Navajo Nation and for those of us here in the Four Corners?
Well, the neck at your pahashne. Ah, dear, nashdish kiddy a ya halit out, needs ease, the nanny tlenigi, needs ease hut up at a hoido arty, ede, a bayanst kitchen, no, ishin hitchadesh art. She yan lay a zesh inje Indian Health Service, hat ninja aje a need retire shla. A question bahos then go a ya aje. Askita shla dina hayeta e yato, asma tataha nita. Nahiti zihigini shay solita e patahas ae aja do a do huyahon e kito aja penye as eh eda. Nahata any huyahunt e. Kadena so atlehe, di shla dina hay atek atlehe nahalog aja. Zaza. Nighty zihigi respiratory, niniki do lung disease, hat niniki ado cancer, da hat nini, short or not zihi, eight art, degul kishna halong at lebeni, azel edi yahadi kahagi do aad datan hit il sodan hahadal in its as a contract health up in yehigi, e aja e ra, what the ho, sikitsali a nidichik at a what e. A ko azel inji yaha ne daho alto aja aja kas hat ninigi bahi linigi ilto beso baat den Washington ade ilchidon hiji huil. A ko e aad e ban saha kienso aja di hud ao binyen hilta huil neegi aol yao nihye. Nihid zis nahi dit a nahalon. It's become a human rights issue. A to topan set at the kista. Be a need a. A to aja to a larger pan saha kista and Helen. O coach a peso, skin on hard old siki. Eight a ya. Joanne eat a peso. A are de a aja chon. Ain't he peso at a. Ain't the doha job ain't his da hojil netta. Then he can add ani. The chilinigi. Winder rut then da hojis tannin hunt that Kagi, ete, don lego, banta jacagi, bata hojil netta. A co ebony nan hit the neck hair, e ad at the nebbespehus and do ado, bespehus and do, benina, a hard oats, higgy a lay in nan seconds do lazy gay lana wins and openina, aden deke. Kinat ani ad, the nebbesta hojil netto yet do hot eda. Ots hinsa beson hard olds, a licky eight, a yatanil, a conin hits is a ya a big end the hill yen halen, nahanta has aniki.
So, Sylvia, for those of us here in the Four Corners area, and you've worked for Indian Health Services for a while on the Navajo Nation, explain to us what the health impacts really are. You know, what we're really dealing with from the Four Corners Power Plant and the mine complex.
Well, in my experience with as a provider for Indian Health Service, and I can freely speak now because I have retired from Indian Health Service, and I've seen data where when the mine first started, that there was really not as much inpatient visits for respiratory problems or pulmonary disease. But now it's escalated to where it's second to childbirth for hospitalization. When there is hospitalization at the Indian Health Service. It's followed by respiratory problems, pulmonary disease, and cancer. So that sometimes if it requires in-depth treatment, we have limited resources on contract health that we have to refer people out for in-depth or long-term care off the reservation. And there is limited funds for that.
And I understand there's also a significant rise in the incidence of asthma among children in Farmington as well as on the nation.
That is really true. I mean, I would classify asthma under respiratory problems. So, yes, indeed. We were over at Isasma's chapter house on Sunday, and the people there, their comments were that the children, as young as preschool, are having asthma, you know, they have asthma, respiratory problems, you know, in terms of specifically asthma, and that they have to carry these, medication around.
And you're from Tisnospas. And what are people in that particular area dealing with in terms of healthcare problems?
Well, no different than the ones that live right around the four core, right around the power plant. I've seen people that have spoken or come to our community meetings to really vent and find ways of resolution. People that have livestock, they refuse to move out because that's their homeland, but they're dealing with respiratory problems and so much medication. And these are some things that we've seen, we've displayed at some of the tables that we are exhibit at some of these hearings, because we're directly in contact with the community members, and it's the community members that are wanting help so that we go in and provide information and attempt to empower them so they can give voice to their experience.
Thank you. That's all the time we have today, but thank you so much, both of you, for being present in the studio and on the air. And for those of you who would like more information about this, we have resources that will be on the Pandora's Box show page, and there is a meeting in Shiprock this evening, as Sylvia announced. We have lots of information. The meeting will be at Shiprock High School. There will also be meetings at chapter houses on the Navajo Nation this week. And that schedule will be on the Pandora's Box page. So you can just go to ksjd.org to the Pandora's Box show page, and all the information will be listed there. And we will follow up as this situation progresses and as the environmental impact statement process progresses. So this has been Pandora's Box. We'll see you in 2 weeks.